There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GCodeTacticalHolsters.com. This is the only kind of holster I run. Because they are indestructible. I've had Kydex holsters break, had them split. A lot of it has to do with the fact that they're actually designed to withstand what goes on in combat. That's the whole impetus behind them. They're better than the others that are made of the same thickness because they're designed for the gun. They're not just it's not. I don't even know how the process works. That's why I need to go up there and film it if they would let me. They might kill me. I don't know. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Since 1998, the NICS has been operational, the National Instant Check System, the computerized system used to perform background checks on retail gun buyers. The concept of an instant check was put forward by the NSSF, the Trade Association for the Firearm Industry, and the NRA as an alternative to the proposed waiting period and slower background check system included in the original Brady Law. Since its original adoption, there have been constant efforts to expand, enhance, and improve the $2 billion system. Every time there's a high-profile murder, the Congress, the President, and every media outlet out there raises the call for expanding the background check, adding more categories of people to the prohibited list, and other improvements to the system. One of the most outspoken proponents of enhancements to the NICS system is the NSSF, which represents firearm manufacturers, importers, and retailers. For several years, the organization has been pushing a program they call Fix NICS, which there's a lot of problems with the NICS. Their plan calls for the federal government to provide financial incentives to encourage states to submit more records, particularly mental health records, to the NICS system in hopes of preventing people with mental problems from easily acquiring guns. There's a couple of things in the way of that. First of all, there's a lot of things that have to be adjudicated. But, and that is a big snaring issue as far as mental health is concerned. The NSSF is spending tens of thousands of dollars promoting their Fix NICS initiative to the public, and they lobby Congress and state legislators. Meanwhile, the Brady campaign, on the other hand, is lobbying to finish the job. They have this campaign calling for mandatory background checks on all gun buyers, which was never part of it. It was never part of what was going on. And Michael Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety is taking the same demand to the states with lobbying and ballot initiatives. These groups also support more extensive reporting from the states on disqualifying mental health information, but they have directly opposed any legislation which does only that without addressing their universal background check demand. After the Sandy Hook shooting, when Congress debated expanding NICS to include all private firearm sales, the NSSF fixed NICS proposals were offered, supported by the NRA and many Republicans, but Democrats rejected those proposals because the wrong people would get credit for them, and they didn't include a universal background check. So, for the NSSF and the NRA, lobbying to improve the NICS is primarily a way of showing that they are responsible and proactively working to solve a problem. Crazy people don't have a lobby, and who could argue against keeping guns away from mental patients anyway? They also hope to mitigate some of the bad press they get when some clearly demented person commits a heinous crime with a gun. History is not on their side with that one, however. Virtually all of the Rampage murders over the past 30 years have passed the background check and would not have been stopped by any of these supposed improvements. The reality is that people who suffer from diagnosed mental illnesses are no more likely to engage in criminal violence than anyone else. It takes a special kind to do that. None of the murderers were recognized as a serious threat to society by their doctors or families, or at least not serious enough for them to make efforts to remove the individuals from society into a safer, controlled environment. Allowing the family to make that call is always a bad idea anyway, as in the case of Esther Flanagan, as in the case of Jerry Lee Loftner. The murder in Santa Barbara became the closest thing to being identified and stopped by concerned family members because Elliot Rogers' parents turned him in. The cops went out to see him. 9 sheriff's deputies went out to see him, and all they were struck with was the fact that he was so polite. And they did nothing. And then Elliot Rogers went on to pass a background check not once, but 3 times. And it didn't matter. There was no background check for the knife he used or the ball peen hammer or the car. When the gun group's efforts to improve NICS appear to be motivated by PR concerns, the Brady's and the Bloomies' efforts are all geared toward making acquiring a firearm more expensive and complicated for everyone because they just don't like guns, except in the hands of their people. And they think that every gun they can prevent from being sold equates to a life potentially saved. Now, here's the truth about the background check system altogether. Background checks are already a huge waste of money. And expanding or enhancing them is a way to waste even more money. The case can certainly be made that the checks make it a little harder for criminals and violent mental cases to get guns. But how much harder and at what cost? All of the ones that we see out there that get the press go and pass them. Criminals don't go there. Criminals don't go to gun shops. All we've done is eliminate the gun shop, or the gun show, for that matter. Expanding the collection of disqualifying information just puts more names on a list. The list currently contains more than 12 million names, and current proposals to improve the system could easily increase that number to 18 to 20 million. What is most significant about those numbers is the fact that the vast majority of these prohibited persons do not actually pose any sort of threat to society. According to the FBI, out of nearly 200 million transactions processed by NICS since inception, fewer than 1% resulted in blocked sales, and estimates suggest that at least 25% of those were erroneous, and only a handful are seen as enough of a threat to even be prosecuted for their illegal attempt to purchase a gun. Isn't it supposed to be something that you do to catch bad guys? We don't want the bad guys getting guns, so they got to go through a background check, and then we catch a bad guy, don't we? We catch the bad guy. No, it's more like catch and release. When you consider the fact that the vast majority of gun buyers already own at least one, and yet they're investigated every time they make a purchase, the huge wasteful nature of the NICS becomes more and more apparent. NICS is a big brother intrusion. It wastes hundreds of millions of dollars, primarily toward investigating law-abiding, non-threatening citizens while being incapable of detecting real threats or preventing those who pose a real threat from acquiring the means to carry out their heinous crime. It is convoluted, it is expensive, it is ineffective, and it's all about limiting this enumerated constitutional right given to us by God. So if you want to fix it, let's just scrap it. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. You know, I built the ISIS welcome wagon bag that PRI noticed, and I thought it was sort of clunky. It was a little too big. And the problem was that there were certain things in it that if I had to grab it and run, I just have to keep running with it until I got somewhere where I could maybe start putting things together. G-Code came out with the Contact Series. Contact Series is designed for rapid, quick deployment. Everything's already put together and ready to go. I threw away my ISIS welcome wagon bag, and now I carry the traveler's bag. And you can find them at tacticalholsters.com. One of the things about gun control is that, and especially when you hear somebody like a Bill Maher or Rob Delaney or Congressman Keith Ellison, when they're out there talking about it, when President Barack Obama's out there talking about the Australian solution, they are actually echoing a small but vocal portion of the American population. They're not speaking in a vacuum. They're not making some of this up. They do that because that gives them credence as not being tyrants, you see. Some of these guys like Bill Maher and Rob Delaney, Bill Maher owns guns, says he's never going to give them up. Has said that on the air on his show. He's never going to give them up. Keith Ellison, well, you know. The news cycle, Twitter, social media, all this stuff. Some of the stuff gets thrown out there simply to start ringing up the, you know, let's make it go viral. Let's make it roll. And yet they don't really do it to begin the movement in earnest now, do they? That's one of the things that's always it has always amazed me. The other thing they do is they say they're okay with the Second Amendment. They just don't like that Heller decision. As if the Second Amendment was not an individual right before the Heller decision. Most people, a lot of the gun grabbers seem to think that the right to keep and bear arms was not an individual right until 2008 when the Heller decision came down. Heller simply recognized what was obvious about the amendment's drafters and to the people who debated it and the jurists of their era and beyond. The right of the people means the right of the people, as it does everywhere else in both the Bill of Rights and common law as it's practiced today. It's not some code. Second Amendment without the supposedly pernicious Heller interpretation, as they put it, wouldn't be any impediment to regulation at all. It would be a dead letter. It would be an effective repeal. It would kill the Second Amendment outright. It would be the end of the right itself. So in other words, it would be exactly what they want. So, like I was saying earlier, it's time to put together a plan. Let's see what you got. Put together a plan. It'll be tough explaining. This is some of the reasons why they won't do it. It'll be tough explaining to suburban families that their established conception of American liberty is wrong. You might even suffer at the polls because of it, like you haven't already. But that's what it's going to take. This is going to involve a lot of hard work. You can't sit online and preen to those who always agree to you. That's part of the problem of always preaching to the choir. You're going to have to go around the states, and you're going to have to travel and preach until the soles of your shoes are as thin as paper. You're going to have to lobby Congress over and over and over and over again. You're going to have to make ads and shake hands and twist arms and cut deals and suffer all the slings and arrows that will be thrown in your direction. You'll have to tell anybody who will listen to you that they need to support you, and that if they disagree, they're childish and beholden to the gun lobby, that they don't care enough about children, that their reverence to the founders is mistaken, that they have blood on their hands, that they want to own firearms only because they're not real men. And you can't half-step on this. You're not going to go out there in the... You can't go out there and try reform. You've tried reform. Reform doesn't work. You can't get out there and say enough is enough. That doesn't work. You've tried that. It doesn't work. So now you've got to go out there and go full blown. You're going there to solicit their support for removing one of the articles within the Bill of Rights. They do it all the time. I mean, I've seen, who is it? Steven Crowder? Is that who it is? He goes out there and he gets people to sign petitions authorizing people to be executed for, you know, the Second Amendment, stuff like that. Now, You're going to have to go to places like Pittsburgh and Youngstown and Pueblo. You're going to have to tell blue-collar Democrats after blue-collar Democrats that he only has guns because he's not as well endowed as he'd like to be. Then you're going to have to craft together the laws to try to lead to the end of gun ownership in the United States. You're going to have to try to put together something that might actually work, because you can't allow defiance. You can't allow defiance once you've done all of this. You've got to get past the opposition. And if the federal government doesn't immediately go to the whole hog, you'll need to replicate your efforts in the states over and over again. 45 of which have their own constitutional protections. Maybe New Jersey and California will go quietly, but they're already there, aren't they? New York's already there. Maybe you'll get New York and Maryland and maybe even Illinois, even though they're embracing gun ownership and gun carrying. Idaho's not going to. Louisiana isn't. Kentucky's not going to. Maine's not going to. You'll have to persuade those sovereignties not to sue and drag their heels, but to do what's right as defined by you. And unfortunately, that won't involve vague talk of holding national conversations, doing something, and fighting back against the NRA. It'll mean going to all sorts of groups, to unions and churches and PTAs and political meetings and bowling leagues, and telling them not what you want. Not, you don't want common sense reforms. You want their guns because you like Australia's method and Britain's and Japan's. The Republicans aren't going to fall in line for this one. So, once you, there'll be some people that go along with that. You're going to have to convince them not to back away if the going gets tough. And if they won't, then you're going to have to start a third party and accept all of that entails. So, when you've done all that and your vision is inked onto parchment, you're going to need to enforce it. So, not in the namby-pamby, oh, we don't really want to fund it way that prohibition was enforced. I mean, you're going to have to enforce it with force. Have you got the guts for that? You got the stomach for that? I guess we'll see. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no! interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. G-Code is, they started out with just the holsters and the carriers. They didn't really call that anything. It was just G-Code. Then they came out with the DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, which, when it came out, it was stunning. Then they came out with the Scorpion series, which was basically it took Kydex in a direction nobody's ever seen it before, where normally something that was one piece became two and became pliable through some very clever uses of shock cord. Now they've come out with the Contact series, which is taking the Scorpion line and integrating it into their own line of tactical nylon, and what you have is a beautiful thing. And you can check all of that out by going to tacticalholsters.com. Last thing. Well, it's not going to be the last thing. It's not going to be the last thing, but this is something that it gets said all the time, and for some reason nobody ever does it. But we're actually going to try to run it through here. You know, recently, a very troubled guy out in Colorado got 12 life sentences plus 3,000 years for shooting up a movie theater in Colorado, in Aurora. And leading up to that point, his face was all over the place. He's been photographed a lot. He's been photographed nearly as much as Kim Kardashian, which, looking at her today, I don't even understand why we would. But that's all beside the point. We've got to stop turning these guys into rock stars. Now, this latest narcissistic crazy guy, his picture's been all over. We've seen him young. We've seen him old. He used to be on TV. We've seen the footage there. I mean, he's been all over. Media has got to stop pretending they're just doing their job. I will say this, and I'll say this purely because it's true. The whole thing with the GoPro video that got published, Seeing people get shot is not shocking to me. So, and that's why it got published, was to shock you. It was published to shock you and to get that emotion that the gun grabbers want to get, you know, welling up inside of you. This guy recorded the video. The shooter recorded the video. So media did exactly what he wanted them to do. They exploited that bleeding lead. The media's got to stop being the mass shooter's public relations flack. Okay? And the Fourth Estate, which is what, you know, the news industry used to refer to itself back in the day, they're part of the problem. Right now, there's a couple things we know about these kind of events. We know that all 50 states do not fully participate in the NICS system, which should be junked because all 50 states don't participate in the NICS system. If it's there, and this is the standard by which we say we're going to sell guns to people on, and then everybody's not doing it, it is a failure. It is a failure. So it needs to be junked, or everybody needs to get on board. We're nowhere close to everybody being on board right now. There's 363 million guns in the United States today. There doesn't ever have to be another gun sold for us to look at each other and say, this issue is never going to go away. The only way to stop this issue is by continuing what we're already doing, which is to let people carry guns around to defend themselves. Let that specter exist wherever they are going, and those people will at least be safe. Those people carrying the guns will at least be safer, and the people that are around them will be safer. To not do that means that there are no options, and, you know, everybody's just fishing a barrel. So simple math can dictate to you that another law is not going to matter at this point. Now, federal and state lawmakers could start by fully funding mental health programs, putting beds back in mental health programs. If that means that a big corporation making record profits might lose a tax loophole, and people that gaming the welfare system get their gravy train derailed and have to pay for it, so what? So what? If it saves one life, and all, you know, that's one way to start. That's one way to start, going after the mental health side of it. The other way to continue that is to stop making a superstar out of these mass shooting maniacs. Start with the name of the picture. That's okay in the first story. And you do need to publish the name in the picture if they're on the loose and needs to be apprehended. After that, stop running his name. Stop running his picture. This guy, in a lot of ways, was a copycat. He was spurred on by one mass shooting. He admired the other serial killers that were out there. He liked Sung Ho Cho's choice of the Glock 19, so he bought one. He thought that was the way to go because Sung Ho Cho did it. Did media agencies need to embed his GoPro video of what he did? Did that maybe, you know, it looks sort of like a first-person shooter for all of these people that get sort of, you know, Adam Lanza was immersed in that whole gaming culture. It probably looked a lot like Battlefield, Call of Duty. Did news outlets need to link to his social media accounts? Did they need to show photo excerpts of his manifesto? For me and you looking at it, trying to wrestle with why this happened, that added no value to it. To the fledgling psychopath out there who's trying to put this together in their own mind's eye, to where they go, to where they enter that portal that is the five steps, couldn't that have been an impetus? Rolling Stone put the surviving Boston Marathon bomber's picture on its cover. just like he had just released a greatest hits album. When the Colorado theater shooter went on, his face was plastered all over the place. The media would say that this the public craves this. They crave this kind of stuff. No, I don't think they do. I don't think they crave this. So spare me that argument, because a shooter's name and photo will easily be found all other places. People like to see their names in the news. There is, you've heard the thing, there's no bad publicity. As long as they spell your name right, there's no bad publicity. This is what these guys seek. And Vester Flanagan, I hate to tell you this, he played the media like a harp from hell. And the reason I say this, to prevent these kind of things, one, I don't like lives being wasted in the name of news coverage and ratings. That's really what it boils down to. Two, this is not a violation of the First Amendment to temper things, now is it? Especially since you want to put the Second Amendment on the table by doing this. This is why you do it, right? That's why you try to put it together that way. I get it. I get it. So, everybody bear this in mind. When you're looking around out there, media is complicit. They're very complicit in some of these things. And making the guy a superstar makes it look awfully attractive to do. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. The Contact series, the Scorpion series, those two series that they've come out, those two lines of merchandise have really sort of changed the way they're doing things. Now, their regular holsters are still there, but the augmentation that this other stuff brings, I have to think that at some point, this is simply just the point, the beginning of the innovation. Because they've sort of really begun to expand it. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. What I'm waiting to see in this presidential run-up is a leader. Okay? And I think one of the problems that, or it's not really a problem, I think one of the things that people see with Donald Trump is that he sort of exhibits signs that you would want to see out of somebody that was trying to take charge of a situation. But that doesn't mean you have to be for Donald Trump. I like certain parts of it. Now, let's look at two things that happened recently with Donald Trump and Jeb Bush. And then we'll look at Bernie Sanders and Walter O'Malley or whatever his name is. Jeb Bush was giving a speech, and hecklers from a group called Black Lives Matter calls Bush to simply leave the scene. They got up there and started shouting at him, and he left. Trump was somewhere doing a question and answer series, and then an Hispanic immigration activist who's also an anchor on Univision named Jorge Ramos got up and started yelling at him. Trump had already called on somebody to take a question. This guy was simply haranguing him. Trump told Ramos to sit down because someone else had been called on. But Ramos stayed on his feet and kept yelling at Trump, and Trump had him escorted out of the room. And Jeb Bush, who got out there and said illegal immigration is an act of love, criticized Trump for having the disruptor removed. What kind of a leader caves immediately when somebody out there who may be loud and comes out there and acts as if they automatically believe that what they want overrides other people's rights and that the rules don't apply to them, and the supposed leader would cave to that? Like Jeb Bush, like Bernie Sanders, like whatever, Martin O'Malley, is that his name? Trump allowed Ramos back in. And then he answered his questions. after he made his point, which was, I'm in charge. This is my question and answer series. I will recognize you. I will decide who I speak with and take questions from. That was established. That's not enough to make Donald a good candidate to become president of the United States. He's got a lot of flaws. But the more, I mean, everybody's against him, which makes me think there may be something good about him. Because both the establishment Republicans and Democrats don't like him. And I've got to ask why the establishment Republicans don't like him. Because there's not a whole lot of difference to me nowadays between the establishment Republican and the establishment Democrat, to be honest with you. Right now, one of the establishment Republicans in my state, Lindsey Graham, claims he's going to kick the Donald's teeth in a debate when he comes here to South Carolina. I don't know why South Carolina would be any different from the other 49 states where, you know, Lindsey Graham has been getting his head handed to him, but that's all beside the point. These revealing incidents raise painful questions about electing Jeb Bush to be the leader of the free world, don't they? The Republican establishment needs to understand why someone with all of Trump's faults can attract so many people, so many people, who are sick of the approach that a Jeb Bush brings to the table. No small part of the internal degeneration of American society has been the result of supposedly responsible officials caving in to whatever group is in vogue. Some officials now allow the homeless to urinate and defecate in public, right on the streets or at organized hooligans who claim to represent the 99% against the 1%, block traffic, keep neighborhoods awake with their noise through the night. Politicians who exempt from the law certain groups who have been chosen as a mascot undermine the basis of a decent society where, you know, everybody from every group deserves to be in the society at large. Even those that happen to be in vogue for the moment can lose big time when the vogue changes, and the vogues always change. Back in the 1920s, there was international outrage over the on the political left over the trial of anarchists Sacco and Vanzetti. Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes wrote to British leftist Harold Lasky, pointing out the trials of black defendants were far worse, but nobody, but that nobody seemed to care about that. The vogue has changed since then, and it will change again, and it will change again. The goal of the rule of law and not of men has increasingly been abandoned in favor of government picking the winners and the losers. And many in media and academia do the same. Media and academia has even teamed up for them with these false charges of rape, where we get articles written. We get indictments handed down. Then we find out it wasn't true. We find out later that it's a hoax. The problem is not the particular choice made, but the problem is the picking the winners and the losers. In defiance of fact, and this is why we need a leader. We need a leader to sit back, to stand over everybody, to look them in the eye and say, we will wait until we know everything. Now, this recent thing in Roanoke, this is a sign of the madness of our times. We have allowed. He wanted to do this to foment a race war. Nobody in their right mind. And there have been race wars in the history of this world. Nobody in their right mind expects anything good to come out of that. Unspeakable horror has become the norm. People are out there. People are out there calling for these atrocities to happen, like Louis Farrakhan. No big, They're out there saying, pigs in a blanket, roast them till they're crispy, talking about cops. That's the Black Lives Matter people. We don't need another president who's going to be picking winners and losers. We need a president who is content to let the Constitution dictate to him that there are no winners and losers. Let the natural course of things take its course. Let it work itself out. If we could simply do that, if we could simply have a leader who is more interested in finding out facts and sometimes realizes doing nothing is better than doing something. And then when we see something like an ISIS or a porous border or something else, he simply looks at that and says, there has to be a solution and we have to go and find it. And unfortunately for the main, for the traditional Republican and for the traditional Democrat, none of them are saying any of that, and all of it is left out there actually talking about it is Trump. And that's why I think they're all against him. So we will see. We'll see how this shakes out. Once again, you know, this is all still very early in. And while I believe that, all of these guys that are behind, they're also saying, well, you know, this is all still really early in. We haven't had a caucus or anything yet. So, okay. Okay. Stop trying to tell me what I'm thinking, media and Republicans and Democrats. I'll figure that out on my own. We'll do this again in 22 hours, though. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Tuesday. This has been Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.